Scott Hudson, I thank you, gentlemen. Coming up a week from tomorrow night, Halloween Havoc, spectacular card. I say a showcase event. Indeed, it is that. You can be part of it. Call your local cable company right now regarding availability. Ming, come on in, the big man from Tonga.
Come on.
A week from tomorrow night, you and Rath. Now, here's a man that perhaps is equal to you. The fact that he is 6'7", 6'8", and weighs well over 300 pounds should be a great contest.
Tonga, ref.
Wait a minute. We are in America, please. You can speak English. You've been here long enough. We all know that. Now you're speaking Japanese. As friends, let's talk English. Now that's French.
Bonjour.
Please, Rath is a big man. He's right now sizing you up because it's his biggest match to date. Here in World Championship Wrestling, Ming. Wait a minute. Am I going to get any English out of you here tonight or not? You understand? Adios.
Adios.
Thank you very much, Ming Rath. 1 week from tomorrow night on pay-per-view at Halloween Havoc. Oh, my.
Let's do it.
City. I am here. I am your host. I am the Almanac, aka Heartbreak Julio, aka Mike Tenay, aka aka No Baby Mysterio. AKA AKA Clarence Mason the Fourth. AKA the fucking pulse of this shit.
Well then I am too.
I am here with my co-host, my brother, my confidant, my dear friend.
My heart.
My twinski. Please, introduce yourself.
Y'all know who it is, man. It's Bob Backlund's only black son, the bastard black, the down bad booty daddy, crime breaker, El Cerro Negro, El Demonio Negro, the Negro Butcher, El Negro del Vikingo, All the Negroes. Andres LeRae.
Yes.
Boney Schiavone.
Yes.
Slim Cornette.
Yes.
Let's do it.
What are we watching?
Clash of the Champions 20.
Okay.
Ron Simmons versus Cactus Jack.
Okay.
You see how Ron pulled up?
Yeah, I pulled up.
He's looking like a champ. Ron pulled
I'm
up on
Andre.
Time.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Oh, shit. Shit like this
JJ.
Is in wrestling.
The Watts.
That's how you definitely in the Carolinas. I see the structure.
Hank Aaron.
Oh, I think we got Hank Aaron out.
Yeah. Hank got a nigga fired from WCW for being racist.
Might have been that nigga that talked first. Bill Shaw.
You brought the hitters out for this. They got the roll out.
Bill Shaw. Bill Shaw, nigga, do your homework on Bill Shaw, man. Hey, man, fuck it. Don't ask. Yo, For the Soul is out right now. Go get that. Go fuck with that. A lot of pain, a lot of heat, a lot of love, a lot of bars, a lot of craftsmanship. It's out everywhere now. I appreciate everybody that showed love and support. It means the world. The world. The world to me. So, I appreciate y'all. Go get it. Go listen to it if you haven't. It's okay. Take your time with it. It's 20 records, but it's art. Take your time. You know, like when you watch the movie, you got to go to the store, pause, come back to it. It's all good to be there. You know what I mean? So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate all the support. Y'all keep me going. Shout out to the Heartbreakers. We going up top this year. So,
what do you guys want to talk about?
I want to talk about my nigga Big E. That's on my heart, man. Happy for my nigga Big E.
Yeah. When y'all see me post pics like that, just know I'm never getting back in the ring again. I'm in love and I'm never getting back in the ring again.
Thank you, Big E, because you know once we got the news, so Big E started and had announced that his 2-year neck scans had returned, and due to that,
he's good, but he's not good.
He's good. He's pain free, but the bone that needed to grow for him that possibly could continue his career hasn't grown yet. So you know, the chances are he may never get back in the ring again. But and when we heard that, it was just like tough. But you know, we've been seeing Big E out moving around, so it's not as like,
yeah,
you know, he's at peace with it. But if you ever needed to feel good about it, my boy dropped on IG. Pick after pick started hitting the timeline. Biggie, I'm like, what's Biggie with this girl? This girl look like she got a little mixed thing. Got a little Kimora.
Yeah, me and your sister.
I was trying to do the homework. You feel me? I was trying to do the homework.
Yeah. Biggie said, I'm good, man. I ain't getting back in that ring.
I ain't getting in that ring, man.
I'm wrestling.
I'm love, man.
I'm wrestling love.
I got love, man. Throw more commentary, man. It's time.
Facts.
It's time, man. And shout out to New Day. He was like, he always brings up, like, yo, I asked him, it's been 2 years. Y'all want a new partner? Not even question. No. No.
So.
No. Loyalty. Brotherhood. Real brotherhood.
Footage drops. CM Punk. Jack Perry.
Why you want bringing it? Why you don't start negative with my niggas? Don't start negative with my niggas.
I just said the footage drops.
Hold on, you want to talk positive? Talk about the IWGP title win. We're talking about what niggas is doing out here in this world. They want to bring up negativity, man. Yeah, the Yiddish. The Yiddish. All right, fuck it. Let's get into it, man. Yeah, niggas dropped the footage. Niggas was not pussy. Shout to them. I thought they was trolling. I ain't gonna lie. I thought them niggas was going to troll. Them niggas. Bucks is greasy. So the footage dropped. We see a security cam. When I pictured it in my head,
shit
I
like Draymond Green snuffing.
Yeah,
Jordan
that shit was mad light. Mad light. It was definitely the same lighting from the gym. Hold on.
Same cameraman.
Yo, it's definitely the same lighting.
It's the arena footage.
Oh, I just did the homework. They definitely posted Draymond and Poop. So, you see Punk go to Jack, a couple words exchange. Jack looked to the back like, y'all not going
to... And flick his hair. Niggas didn't see the little hair flick when he pulled that hair back, Jack. Like, come on, man. I'm pretty young, nigga, when he pulled that hair back. That's what really made Punk mad. Y'all ain't even Pete do the knowledge on... That's what really made him pop. It wasn't nothing else. When Jack pulled that hair and ran his hands through his hair, Punk was like, oh, this nigga think I'm joking. You little pretty ass nigga gonna flick his hair in my face. That's what... It ain't have nothing to do with nothing else, bro. It was the hair flick. I'm telling you. That was like, oh, this nigga think I'm really soft. Are you just gonna flick your hair in my face, boy? Like, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. You think I'm not a threat. Like, yeah. You just playing in your hair. I'm talking to you. Joe looking like, oh, shit, word. Fuck it. Niggas get hit every day, B. I took mine. Like, hey, sometimes you gotta take those.
Nah, this nigga Punk.
Hook wandering around like, oh, shit, what the hell?
Yeah, niggas is scrapping. What happened?
Word? He's like, oh, shit. Oh.
Real New York nigga go there. Yeah. A real New York nigga, you hear me?
Hook just looking left and right, like, hold on. What's going on?
Niggas fighting?
Yeah. He's just looking around, make sure ain't nobody else running down on him. Hold on. It's safe?
He moving there to make sure they ain't his people.
Yeah, hold on.
It's friction, niggas good? All right, my niggas.
All right.
Oh, those ain't my niggas. I don't know them niggas, but they ain't my niggas.
All right, we out.
We good. Everything good.
Hey, I'm crying, man.
Oh, no. The funniest shit is Chris Hero panicking.
Because he's... No, you got to do your homework on Chris Hero. You know Hero. So don't pretend like he ain't been in these trenches. He know when shit going down. That's why he's like, done been through this too many times. Chris Hero done been through too many nasty locker rooms. Nigga, he done seen this way too many times. He's like, no! The money! He just see the money running out the fucking room. He's like,
that nigga knew
you gotta
Punk
do the homework.
Gone.
He see the bag.
He know Punk too.
Yeah, that's
he
what
know
I'm
Punk
saying.
Too.
He panned like, oh, no.
Not Punk! Got me in here first.
He don't know who to grab. He trying to grab somebody, but he can't grab nobody.
Nah, Punk got me here. Hold on. He got
Max,
me.
Heroes. Shit.
Fuck. I'm out of here too. Oh, my mama, I know that look.
Yeah.
Damn, I might be out of here, too.
Not yet. I'm mad, though, because you let that nigga old man strength you. Like, you ain't even, like,
couldn't
you wasn't...
Grab the leg or something.
Yeah, because the first push was nothing. You could have recovered from that, but you ain't think he was going to keep running down on you after that, either. He put them grown... he put them stern hands on him.
Punk went from push, choke, quick. That's a quick 3 seconds.
Yeah.
His hands was quick.
I feel like he had time to recover.
Yeah, his arms was 3.9 for sure. His arms was 3.9. Them niggas moved quick. Them shits was moving quick. Grabbed his ass up quick. That's a lot of hair, too.
Jungle ain't been into many altercations, that's why. So, like, he wasn't expecting it to, like, unfold so quick. Punk was ready, like...
Yeah, he looked like the type that be cursing niggas
and
out.
Like, I ain't
gonna... Tony ain't like that footage, because he know that...
And
he
know...
got Punk into that, because he's like, damn,
and he know he old, so, like, you got to get the drop on the young nigga. Like, you don't want the young nigga to recover. You just got to get on him and on top of him.
Yep.
And Tony in the cut getting barked on.
Yeah.
I can see why he was in fear of his life.
Nah. I can't.
I mean, that's...
Bark back, nigga. This my shit. Nigga, I'm moving around.
You ain't never... That ain't... See, niggas used to Vince. Vince ready to scrap with niggas. Vince. Tony not trying to scrap with niggas.
I'm sorry. I don't care what y'all say. Cancel me, nigga. Vince would have came around that motherfucking shit quick, nigga.
Oh, nah. He would have put hands... You would have seen hands come up. Yeah. Vince. Somebody would have got hands. He might have jumped the niggas. Depending who it was, yeah, niggas might have got jumped.
Yo, close the door. Hold on.
Hold on. Really, and that rat? Footage... You told me... Really and that footage would have got expunged.
Vince is like, oh, you really think you brat?
That footage would have been gone.
You think you Brett? Come on. Close this door. I learned my lesson from Brett. Close this fucking door.
Put a plug. Put a plug on the arena. This camera's out of here.
Yeah, that footage would have been gone.
Yeah.
Footage would... We still ain't see what happened after Brock threw that belt.
Fuck it. You want to stay in AEW then, man?
No, yes, because we can stay right on the topic, right? So, Kenny Omega goes on stream. Mm. They ask him about Brawl Out.
Okay.
So, he says, yo, I've seen enough now. This is his answer. Did you hear about it?
Nah.
Okay, good. So, this is your first time, so I want to see your reaction. First thing he says, he's like, yo, first thing I cared about, only thing I cared about during Brawl Out and the thing I was able to accomplish was save Larry. So that nigga saved Larry.
And got they then, got bit for it.
Then, no, I don't know. We don't know now. He said, I saved Larry. So then he said, you know me, man. Like, I've always grew up in, like, sports and competitiveness. So, like, sometimes things got to get settled with physicality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes niggas just gotta throw them shits. He said it like too. Like,
it's hands. Sometimes situations call for hands.
Yeah, you just gotta let them go. Like, if we could do it fair, close the door, throw them hands.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I would have loved to talk to Punk. It was just a certain entity that wouldn't allow that to happen. But I have the utmost respect for Punk. Me and Punk are good.
Okay.
Kenny Omega coming to WWE. As soon as this is
he over, out, that's it?
He's out. He's out. He is out.
Why are you saying that,
man? All weekend, he complimented the whole WWE roster. Whole weekend. The whole weekend. Nigga said some nice shit about some other niggas.
Nigga ain't never been this nice with niggas.
Ain't never been this talk like this. I know Kenny Omega. I know Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega, slick talking nigga. That's how I know his hands work, because he talks slick.
He ready for the grind?
He ready for the grind. I think he ready for the grind. I think he ready for the grind. But he talking really, like, he been very, he talks slick. You feel what I'm saying? He a slick talker. It's always been,
Osprey.
If I'm wilding, somebody text me and say, Jules, you wilding. That's how real it is. Just hit me like, yo, Jules, you wilding. Nah.
So Osprey think Hunter was sending shots at him when he said that he wasn't ready for the grind? When he was talking about
Hunter was talking to Will Ospreay. Don't ever your life think Hunter wasn't talking to Willie.
Willie shot like, back.
Talk to Kennedy. Yeah, JFK talked back to him. My nigga JFK. That's all I call Ospreay JFK, nigga. Aura.
I mean, the smashing the boss's daughter line.
That's
old.
Corny.
It's
that's
old. It's old. Like, come
he
on,
using
bro.
He's the same bars like come Ghost on, Rider. Bro. Yeah. Like Ghost Rider.
You could have brought some better bars for Hunter.
He just wanted to get that grind off near Renee. I know a nasty nigga when I see him.
Nasty bro.
Shout out Renee. Renee was sick because she loves Steph. Don't let that go over your head because Steph is really her. But, you know, Willie did what he had to do. Stand on business. I ain't mad at him. He requested the time to talk his shit. So, it was what it was. He got off. Triple H talked his shit. All that tells me, Will Ospreay for WrestleMania
45. He 45. Yeah, he after the 5-year deal up, he come on, in.
That was flirting.
Yeah, they was flirting. They was grabbing butt.
They was flirting.
Yeah.
They ain't been pausing that. They was flirting.
Yeah.
That's how hard to flirt with niggas.
It definitely is.
That's how he do his tampering.
It definitely gave.
That's his contract tampering. Do your homework on Hunter. Hunter shit on you.
Say some shit in the media. Yeah, he said to you in the meeting.
Shit on you real quick.
Talk to you in the media.
Yeah. Shit on you real quick to get your attention to know it hurt.
I swear it's definitely hurt. It's definitely hurt.
Hunter hurt too. Hunter hurt too. Hunter like, yeah, man.
Hunter hurt because it's just the nature of the game. He just wanted to snatch more niggas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all.
He ain't like that New York Post. I can tell that New York Post article hurt his heart. Like, all the free agents is going to...
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know he ain't got to say that nothing about Mercedes. Nah. You know Mercedes coming back. Mercedes got Hell in a Cell in her entrance for a loose record. That's on AEW.
Crazy.
That you going to hear a WWE match.
So Swerve getting back in his grimy bag. He attacked Joe. Just, I don't even
this
know.
This baby face grimy.
What Joe was
cool.
coming to do.
Face, it was about to be a Joe versus Rhodes for the fifth time.
No, no, because that's the main event. So what, Joe was coming out just to talk?
No, they were supposed to have the match in the beginning.
Oh,
they
and that just delayed
it? WCW vibes, yeah. Classic WCW
okay,
vibes.
Okay, okay.
Bring the feeling back.
Edge versus Penta.
Edge versus Penta was great. You tricked me into this AEW. I wasn't ready to tell Edge versus Penta was... Truthfully, this is how I feel about Edge versus Penta. Edge, and I'm going to call you Edge right now because I'm mad about last week. I didn't really get to get that off last week. I'm mad about last week.
He's talking crazy. Talking crazy in your promo.
All weeks talking crazy in your promo. Knowing in the back of your heart, you really wish you was at WrestleMania 40 in Philly. You ain't got a lot of nobody, Edge. You ain't got a lot of nobody.
You ain't got a lot of kick it.
You ain't got a lot of kicking. You should have let Eddie and Kingston come out and say some words. Should have let a Daniel Garcia come out and say some words. You should have let
nigga
Moxley
that's never
come
been
out
there
on a FaceTime. You should have let Danielson come out and say something. You, Edge, don't do that, Edge. Don't do that, Edge. Furthermore, Edge, what I wish you would have did, and you would have spoke to me more as a fan. Cause I don't. If a true AEW fan, we're not rattled by a CM Punk interview. We didn't need no rally up pep speech.
Yeah,
Dynasty's coming.
Yeah,
Dynasty's coming. That's why I'm mad. The whole company sold for that Punk interview. We on fire. About to go back to All In. We got Will Ospreay, Mercedes Moné. The roster is fucking ridiculous. What we need a Raw speech for? Dynasty in 3 weeks. We about to take this.
I didn't understand why Edge was giving up. That was like so cliche WWE type shit. Go out there and give the troops a rah-rah speech and get them hyped.
No
like
rah-rah speech.
These niggas is here wrestling because they love that
Dax,
shit.
Dax, you want to come and pull up with another rah-rah. And I love y'all brothers.
Oh,
this is what
man.
I'm talking about. I love Edge.
Man.
I love Dax. I love FTR.
Truthfully, without the Bucks, I'd still be shaving Cash's back.
Hey, Cash, I ain't going to say too much on you, brother. Do whatever you feel. Cash, you are well within your rights.
Yeah, nigga said no to everything in the world, though, allegedly, but not that. Nigga said no. Oh, I can't say this. Do this.
FTR.
Like, niggas,
FTR.
Do you see the, that's
FTR.
What I, if niggas be capping,
FTR.
It be capping raps.
FTR.
Y'all say no to every other
granted.
Thing, but y'all ain't say no to that.
Granted.
They ain't
FTR.
Say no to that.
Granted. Granted.
That worked for you, brother.
Granted. You were a part of the Vince McMahon tag team vision board, which is
no
not
vision
the,
board, nigga. It's no vision
but,
board. This if
but,
you can't give me a singles classic, I don't want it.
But you were able to lift up NXT belts. Dax, you just posted a picture with Mox to commemorate him into the We Want Every Belts in Every Company club. You lift NXT title belts. Raw tag team belts, SmackDown title belts.
Nah, but you
belts.
Know they love Punk, so they had to defend their boy.
But it was too much. Even I know how Punk get down. I know Punk ain't answering the texts like he used to no more.
It's not. Y'all over
you
there with
Punk,
the ops.
You know how Punk get when you get too close and you move a little walkie. He can't read it. Punk a street nigga for real. He can't read it too tough. He don't know. He like Meek in that sense. Like, he I don't want to see you with pictures with nobody. But, yeah, we potting this week.
I'm
fuck you talking
niggas.
About it. I'm
Meek
back.
Be lying. You knew where Wale was the whole week, cool. nigga. You knew where he was all weekend. Cool. Stop pretending like you ain't know where Wale
nah,
was.
Nah, but he probably did see that pic late.
That pic just hurt his heart.
Yeah, it hurt.
That was dope.
Nah, that was
Wale playing mind games. That was mind games. This is really WrestleMania season.
Yeah, Wale trying to
Yeah, that was mind games. He knew that was going to touch his heart.
You know, he needed that Meek stimulus tweet to get a little traction going.
He get hot. I let niggas know the beat's still up.
I'm wondering, so just me and my rapper brain, right? I be really wondering, like, fuck it, it's a messy pod today. But in my rapper brain, I be really wondering, like, does Wale feel a way about the West Side Gun, Heels Have Eyes event?
Definitely.
Because, like, even, like, the
cause wrestler... Because it's two different... Because it's two different crowds.
Yeah.
Like, Wale crowd ain't really gun crowd.
Yeah, and I feel like the vibes are different.
Yeah.
Wale Mania is, yo, we're going to put these fits on. We're going to get these flicks. Heels Have Eyes is like, yo, we're going to smoke this weed. We're going to hear these raps.
And we're going to talk shit. I'm going to tell y'all niggas I'm the fly god. I'm the illest nigga alive. Facts.
It's still gonna be bitches.
No,
was there Wale, bitches if he was at the Hills
Wale's
Have Eyes?
More is a Let's celebration know. Of like of them niggas, or the, like the talent that just pull up, and the you know it's more of a gala, like
which I see both things could exist.
Yeah, it's like big time club appearances.
As a fan, as who they try to service to that loves both mm-hmm. as artists. And what they bring to the culture and what they've done for this culture.
Because yes.
both of them deserve their flowers yeah, for what facts. They've done for
but
the culture.
But it's definitely.
But just the rapper in me, though.
I've been doing this type shit. It
makes me wonder, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's.
But I know that, and I'm sure, but it's a room for everything. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's just like rapper bringing separate, me. I'm yeah, like, I wonder. But I didn't follow the events close enough, so I can't tell you if, like, Wale was at West Side shit this year or.
Well, they was on two different days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they could have pulled up. Ooh, you know, whatever. Since we in mess, man, CJ Perry and...
Damn.
All right, you know what? Nah, never mind.
That's how... Streets needed a body and they got one. Streets needed a body. Listen, man, I ain't one for rumors. Last year, y'all told me Hunter and Steph was on the outs. I ain't trying to hear nothing.
Hold on. This is slipping, how it gets so bad.
But yeah, man, it's probably true. Not too many niggas get thanked.
And I seen it coming.
And not too many niggas get thanked for the cashing. Because he cashed. I know, yeah, I bet he did cash in. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on.
Man.
Listen, didn't I tell you? They're going to give you real life storylines. She's running around with Andrade.
Oh, no. Chill.
And then this nigga Miro was looking for niggas.
Chill.
And yep. Yeah.
I want to do this homework. This is math.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
I don't know, Fredro. No.
You really are a funny tribal chief.
Woo! Woo! That's hitting like crack in the 80s. It's hitting different. Yeah.
And
I'm fresh off that Roman biography. We gonna talk.
Shane Taylor Gang versus Jericho, Hook, and Shibata.
Ah, where you going with this?
You know where I'm going. So we getting Jericho versus Hook at Dynasty.
You know that, man. Taz special guest referee, man. You see.
Nah.
Taz about to broker a meeting with them.
Mahu.
Taz and Jericho. Jericho seen him on Collision after Dynamite. They aired him, and it was
okay.
Jericho ran down on Taz like, "Yo, I need you to talk."
Wait,
you was the one that told me what he needs him as a. Somebody said, "What do you need, Jericho?"
He need a Japanese nigga to get hot.
No, but he's like, somebody told me what does he need Jericho as a mentor when he got Taz?
Oh, that was somebody in your messages. Facts though, like what the fuck?
Oh, that shit had me rolling.
But that's all. That's because. pops can't take bumps no more. It's different when you're not in the game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, need a nigga that's still in
it. Yeah, you need a nigga that's there with you. Like, come on, pops. You ain't out here with me, nigga. You know how that go.
You don't know how this 2020.
Come on, man. Yeah, this life. Shit different. Yeah, this shit different, nigga. You was wrestling in Queens, nigga, in Philly. Like, you ain't never been in Wembley, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yo, I'm telling your father you wrestled in Queens and Philly. You ain't never been to Wembley.
Like, what the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
What is you talking about? Shit, smoky back here, nigga, scrapping back here.
Yeah, like, fuck out of here, pops. You wasn't even from where they say you was from, nigga.
That hurt.
You know niggas get
it's
greasy.
It's like moments I found out, like, Santa Claus wasn't real. My parents weren't really married.
I just seen a nigga saying one of the wrestling groups shit crazy when you realize Cody more Cuban than Razor Ramon.
When you tell a nigga something real in real time, bro.
Like,
wow.
Yeah, like one a real white man playing a Cuban and one half Cuban playing a white man.
You play that white man to perfection. You hear me?
He got the
damn
fucking
white man in back.
Nigga went and got blonde hair.
White man back.
And an American flag skull tattoo on his neck.
And Trump on trial, man. Hold on, I've seen enough. White man back, man.
It's about me, nigga.
White man
hustle of the week. Nigga, X about me, nigga. X about me. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler.
The Omni-Man Show, hustler of the week. Nigga, X about me, nigga.
X about me. I'm a hustler. Gave us fresh mania. White man back, man. I'm sorry. White man back. Niggas gave us classic UFC 300. White man back, man. I don't give a fuck, man. White man back in these streets get dangerous. Oh, shit, bro.
Okada versus some random nigga.
But he's white. He's white.
That's who it was. Some random white. Pac run down, get his ass beat by niggas. I'm like, what the fuck was the point of running down, nigga? Yeah. Nigga ran down just to get jumped.
Yeah, fuck out.
You don't even know this nigga. I ain't never see Pac help a nigga that, like, what?
Yeah, Pac just helping nigga. He just wanna fight.
He just wanted to
get in the ring, Phil.
Nigga hate Okada so bad, he just helping random niggas. Never see Pac move like that.
Pac don't help random niggas.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't even. Yeah.
Don't help no random niggas.
Nah, nigga don't even help his niggas. Don't let that go over your head.
Barely.
He's ready. Yeah, he passes niggas the hammer. He was ready to pop. They ain't want it. Like,
he definitely was passing hammers around.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yo, these only niggas is dangerous. He got some for these niggas. Got some for this Kenny Omega nigga. Like, go
this shit don't make no fucking sense, man.
Nah, nigga being so nice, niggas gotta block it you with a hammer. And passing hammers to his man.
Like, you hit him.
You hit him, nigga. They ain't gonna see it coming from you.
Yeah, they ain't gonna know.
Oh,
they never expected.
You do it, nigga. They gonna see it from you, nigga. Okay. And you know, it's funnier with the English voice. I wish I had an English accent.
Speaking of, Toni Storm had a toast for Thunder, but threw the drink in her face. Listen, and smeared her makeup.
Listen, they doing too much, man. They was doing all that kissing and shit.
Wait, that was after. Hold on.
They was doing kissing on the... I had to tell Luna Lee the room, bro. Fast forward, show me the
shit. HLA back.
Too much.
Too much HLA for the young girl.
I didn't feel comfortable with that. Go out there real quick. I'm on the DVR. Fast forward and quick. Oh, yeah. You gotta make it, because you can't make it seem like that, because then they're gonna be interest more. So you gotta be like, yo, go get me something from the kitchen.
I'm crying though, because peroxide ran down mad late. Thunder, like, man, bitch, get the fuck out of here. What is you doing here?
I told you, right, man, back. You know who else back too then?
Mariah May versus Anna Jay.
Anna Jay just sick. I even know she was a baby face of his. Mariah sick
because she wrestling Anna and Anna hit her with a chop. Mariah ate that shit, start chopping the fuck out Anna. I said, oh yeah, she was really in stardom.
Yeah,
she was really there.
It woke her up.
She was really there. Anna Jay hit her with a couple chops back. Them shits is like, nah. You don't even hit hard enough, Anna Jay. Like, you have to go. Oh yeah, Anna Jay, what up too? I seen Jungle Boy hands. Fuck it. Yeah, what up? Street said that's a body. Street said they need a body.
Nah, you got it.
X about me, nigga. Yeah. X about me, nigga. Yeah. X about me, nigga. Yeah. X about me. I'm a hustler. 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 I'm a
Jack bad,
hey, man. Hey, Mariah was fucking in the day with them chops so much that she choked her out after the match.
Oh, yeah, she was tight.
The chops hurt her so much. Bitch, you fucked my titties up.
Titties on fire.
She was bleeding.
Why Jack had to put some...
Then Mina Shirakawa run down.
Shout out to her. Get her, she pull up her, with explain she, it to the for the listeners.
She
man.
A free code from Stardom.
Oh.
What?
That's what she is over there?
She pulled up with champagne, poured it in the mouth, kissed her. Man. Tony Storm got a whole stable of free codes. Mm. I see the vision.
Hold on.
She getting all the freaky Japan chicks from Stardom. Just pull up now. We got something. Just have a stable of freaky chicks. And this big nigga there just...
Shout out to that ugly nigga, Yerdy.
Facts.
That nigga put it paid for 20 facts. Years, that's 30 years. Shout out my nigga.
Ain't really strong. Cause he be holding Tony up without touching him thighs.
Yeah. Ugly, grimy nigga that been in the business for years. Yeah. I forget his name off top, so pardon me.
Don't even
me,
matter.
But... He's matter
strong.
Of fact, he got it, though.
He got, yeah, because I seen the way he was carrying
me, nigga,
Tony.
X about me, nigga. X about me, nigga. X about me. I'm a hustler.
He do be like whispering little shit.
I'm an X, you're a hustler. I'm a hustler. X about me, nigga. X about
me. I'm a hustler. It got dark for Mercedes, though. During her interview.
It got horny during
Yo, I don't, yeah. That I seen a nigga just like. Single that out, and I was like, come on.
I ain't gonna hold you, because I missed the part. I was, like, moving around my house.
And you just heard? Oh, you just heard her wailing?
Lower his shit down, because I heard...
No, don't you dare. I'll punch you dead in your mouth. Right in this... I will dead in your shit. Dead in your shit. I'll put hands on you.
I don't have a Boston accent.
Yeah, don't you ever try that again. Don't you ever... Nope. Nah. Then we get Joe versus Dustin.
No, we gotta give those modes a rating, though. I kind of like them.
I mean, listen.
I seen something.
It's good fap.
I seen something.
Yeah, nah. You could. That's something. What like you could. You could sync that with other shit, and you'd be alright.
Ooh, I. Where you video edits for that?
It's about me, nigga.
I for my life.
Where you video edits for that? Y'all niggas put together, y'all putting highlight reels with Will Ospreay and Drake new diss record, putting motherfucking some real shit, nigga.
It's a shame for fate,
your head. Lord, forgive me, I'm sorry, y'all. Devil in me. You got them dark forces in them.
How you feel about Joe versus Dustin, man?
Joe be the road, man.
You know, Dustin gonna give you one once a month. His body gotta recover for like 4 weeks, but he got one in him every month.
Every month
he got one in him.
Every
He seen Cody have a match that night. Hold my beer. Y'all thought that was
be jealous of Cody.
Y'all thought that was Tony booking that? No. Dustin walked right into. I got something. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all want to see a story? Oh, y'all talking about a little bro match? No. All right, I got y'all.
That's why when he posted, he tweeted, fuck Rock.
Yeah, fuck Dax you mean.
Posted the post of that.
Fuck you mean. And I got one left in me.
Like, he hit that comment from Dax. And fuck out of here. Yeah, man got work.
One in a month.
I'm already working, you bitch ass. This is my business. Worry about that. That nigga, that same show, Dax tried to put the flyer on. He's sitting there challenging. Joe, he said, I'm going to finish the story in West Virginia.
Facts. So, Monday Night Raw after Mania.
Oh, man.
Triple H come out.
Oh, man.
He said, we got a video package for you, Cody, but we just whipped this together, so I got to put it on the little John right there. I said, nah, not Hunter giving us the John talk in Philly. Niggas ain't even PP'd us with that. Like, I swear to God. Hunter was like, yeah, I can't throw this on the big one. I got to throw it on the little joint right there. I'm like, oh, nah, Hunter talking crazy.
Hunter, and then niggas wheeled out the VCR like in high school.
Yeah, like when they had us watching the OJ trial.
Yeah.
Niggas wheeled us out of them classes and into this auditorium to watch that. 9-4, nigga. It's a fact.
Oh my God.
But y'all thought Cody wasn't going to give y'all tears?
Oh, I would give me all the tears. He got about like a month and a half before they turn on him, so I want him to soak it in.
Then The Rock came out and he was like, yo, let me touch yours and you could touch mine. So they brought that back from when Cody did that to The Rock after he took the spinner belt from Cena. Where The Rock debuted the new belt after he took it from Cena. Yeah. Cody came out and was like, I just want to see the belt that's going to be synonymous with the Rhodes name for the next 30 years. So that's why when Rock came out, that's why Rock came out and said, nah, let me see that though. Yeah, they cooking. Yeah, they cooking.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they cooked that. Because now you're seeing it like, oh, shit.
Because the look shows Cody's look of like, I'm like, because in my head, I'm trying to figure out, why would you give the belt up?
Why, but?
That makes sense. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
He did do that slick ass shit. This little nigga. That little nigga always had ambition.
Then he told Cody, don't you ever break my heart again.
Marco! Marco! Oh, shit.
Takeshita! Broke my heart, man.
Do your homework on my goats getting their heart broken.
And then slipped them, son. Gave him the dap like he passed off the work to him. Like, oh, hold on, Rock. You done been in some hand-to-hand.
The hard candies,
that
too.
That was a good hand-to-hand because I ain't seen nothing. Feds ain't getting nothing on that. You good, Rocky? You done been some places. My bad. I wasn't familiar with your game.
Do the homework.
Yeah, so now we don't even know what he slipped them.
I'm trying to figure out. I've been trying to wrap my head around what he could have slipped him. Like, some Hall of Fame ring? Like, I just slipped him some dice. He slipped him whatever it was, Cody. He said,
bag of weed.
He said, you know what this is. You don't even got it. You already know what's in your
head.
Yeah, and Cody's like,
yeah, that was the loud. He gave him that weed. He gave him some weed. Rocky was out. he ain't trust leaving that with nobody else. He gave him that Rocky pack. Here, this the shit I'm about to put out soon. Hold on, here, hold that. You know what that is. I ain't even got to tell you,
Pop
nigga.
2 weeks.
Yeah, you smell that? I ain't got to tell you what that is, nigga.
You feel the texture?
Yeah, you smell it through the plastic, nigga. You know, Rock old school. He ain't got the new fancy designer bag.
Nah,
that shit in a nasty sandwich bag without the zip either.
Without the zip, the little halfway open.
Yeah, the little half open shit.
The little skinny joints, yep. Too, because they old.
Yeah.
A young nigga when it gave you the thick joint claws. But this, he give you the little skinny one. You're like, damn, this shit is like
stim stabbing out the bag.
Coach him. Coach going to.
That's what Rock slipped him. Niggas talking, oh, now he gave him Roman's tribal bead and all this stuff. Nah, nigga, he slipped that nigga to work. Nigga, I know a hand in hand when I see one. Nigga, that was good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you get the Rockies. You get the Rocky pack.
I'm crying.
Facts. Good loud. But then they announced that the draft is back.
Yeah.
Then we get Ilya versus Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Shinsuke pop off crazy on Ilya. That nigga. Hey, but
isn't that crazy how we was talking about Ilya and then he came? That was the first thing I said when I went home.
Because niggas was in Philly.
I was like, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally, oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Everybody was there.
The champs.
So it's easy to put them on display, and a lot of niggas put their bodies on the line night one and two. A lot of niggas put their bodies on the line night one and two. They ain't have it. They ain't have nothing in it.
And it was cold, too.
Yeah, they ain't have nothing in them.
Niggas probably got a few colds or flu.
Niggas wasn't pulling back up on Monday.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing for y'all. I'm chilling in the back. Cool, and niggas had good fits.
Bugging, yeah, you bugging. You bugging.
Talking shit.
So Ilya washed Shinsuke, though.
Yeah, and Shinsuke wanted to feel that.
Yeah.
Shinsuke, yeah, call me. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Shinsuke, when he did the pity, he gave him a good tap. That's what you know niggas like when they get their ass beat.
Like, oh, you hit hard. Yeah, okay, you hit hard.
Check that. Do y'all homework, y'all. When a tough nigga lose to another tough nigga and he really respect that tough nigga, he gonna give him a wild, nice pat. Like, yo, good job,
good
my
shit,
boy.
Good shit, good shit. You on your way. Yeah, you on your way.
You tough.
Finn Dom and JD versus Truth and Miz with a mystery partner.
That was they that said before? No, but so
the when, promo before that.
Yeah, when Truth came out with the belt.
Yeah,
fire,
yes,
fire.
And they talking about I got a mystery partner. You can't see him though yet.
Yeah.
So it was hinting that it's gonna be Cena, which made sense. He's still in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't catch the flight out. It's a good man.
Yeah, he only got 5 minutes, and you know Cena gonna give you a match. That's one thing about Cena. Cena don't like to not give you a match. He like to get in that ring, get some shit off.
Yeah, last time you seen him, he ain't give y'all nothing.
Yeah, he ain't give y'all nothing. He gotta let y'all know he good.
He still got it. I still got 5 minutes in me.
Cena, I know.
I ain't wrapped this up yet. Just to let y'all know, I ain't wrapped this up yet.
I know you acting, my boy, but let's from one bald nigga to bald nigga.
Nah, he all in all. He about to go to Turkey.
It's time.
He about
it's
to go
time,
to Turkey
brother.
Soon. That shit coming back.
It's time, brother.
That shit coming back.
It's
niggas
time.
Got
that
bread
shit hurting
now.
Us. Yeah, he need to go to Turkey.
So Liv spinning on Rhea. She attacks Rhea backstage.
What's she gonna do when Liv put that shit on Dom?
No, you know, so they're saying Rhea's allegedly hurt. And that might be the write-off. They're using that Liv angle as the write-off to Rhea's injury on her shoulder.
Ooh.
And they, yeah, she might vacate. She
like,
might vacate the titles.
Becky.
She might vacate the titles tonight on
oh.
Raw.
Oh, she hurt her. I thought it was just a little the wrist. She
I don't
good.
Know. I think they running it up. I think they using this to run it up.
That's perfect for them too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to this Clash of the Champions. Good promo work. Good backstage shit.
Good Versace by Pillman.
You talk about it.
Nigga seeing the drip. It's like, oh, nah.
It's a classic.
Nah, they on it.
It's a classic. I've seen too much. Like my nigga Jesse too with the bandana and the suit with the white gloves. Not too much, man.
We get Roxy versus Indy.
Yeah.
Candace looking on like, damn.
She good.
Roxy should be with me.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go get her instead of Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hold on. She see what I see. Mm-hmm. She working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Indy out here bullshitting.
Yeah, she even did some bullshit to Roxy. Roxy still got through that. Like,
yeah. Because Indy bullshitting.
Mm-hmm.
Indy, I know
Indy.
She
ain't got that dog in her, man.
She need Dex back.
This probably lead into that.
Nah, Dex done. Maybe not, though. Who knows? Because he
Dex
was a hunter guy.
Yeah,
that nigga pop up out of nowhere.
Dex.
Nigga Loomis pop out of nowhere.
Dex really Dexter, for real, nigga.
He really got one left in him.
Yeah, he always got one left in him.
Streets need a body.
When you see Dexter, just know shit getting dark.
Facts.
Oh, this nigga slapped him. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was tired. He was tired. That nigga's talking
Versace
too much.
I was going to slap this nigga up. Too good in a Versace.
Yeah, that's too good of a fit. Yeah. He was feeling too good.
Versace made niggas with a slap, niggas. If you see a wrestler in Versace, a nigga gonna get slapped soon after. Oh, God.
So Sammy cut his promo. Yo, Khadijah, we did it.
Yeah.
This is Adrian moment.
Yeah. I just love her name because it sound mad black.
Oh, yeah. You know, he got that. That's a name change.
Yeah.
So that was a white woman before this.
Oh, nah. That shit was awesome. That nigga said she took the name like Ali. Nah, bro.
So the nigga Kaiser come out. Bro, how
y'all listen to us? Listeners, how the fuck y'all be listening to this?
Say congrats. Your new champ look like a bum.
Fucking bum.
I said, nah, this nigga not even lying, though. Sammy ain't put on the suit or nothing. He just came out as is. Fuck you mean.
He came out looking crazy, man.
Fuck you mean. I'm still Sammy.
No champion aura.
I'm still Sammy.
Niggas mad they came out and seen no aura. Had to dress it early.
Just a nigga in a baggy shirt and tights.
Got no aura, man.
Nigga ain't even have his shirt off. Just the baggy shirt and tights. Bro. Looking like he just had a match. He walking around afterwards at an indie show. Oh. Chad Gable, though.
Yeah, he ran down, and Chad, he was like, yo, thank you. You helped me. We even. He's like, nah, I'm just kidding.
Question.
I was like, yeah.
Are they phasing Chad Gable out of Alpha Academy?
Yes.
It looks like, it sure does look like it, right? Because they sent them niggas pack. I ain't see him with them in a minute.
Nigga, did you backseat cost them WrestleMania?
Oh, it's over.
What?
So, yeah, because I'm like, yo, he ain't even rocking the Alpha Academy colors no more.
Bro,
my man, Pat. Yeah, all right.
I miss Mania because of y'all.
He got to get serious.
I can't.
He got to get serious.
Otis and y'all niggas want to play around and get beat on? No, fuck out of here.
And Imperium's name stood the test of time. Biggest nigga to come out this name change might have been Vici. Because when he was Fabian Aichner, nobody gave a fuck.
Vici got it and Gunther G-Unit. Because I remember that night, y'all niggas was talking crazy. A couple niggas tweeted me, now look. And I told you, ain't nothing but a name. It's still the wrestler.
Kaiser's still that nigga. That.
Y'all niggas is such crybabies. That's why I be feeling rocking them niggas. Y'all really be fucking crying. That night when it was I was up 2 in the morning.
It was bad.
I was on the timeline. Nigga tweeted me 2 in the morning, bro. 2 in the fucking morning, a thesis, crying. Now look, nigga, 666 days later, nigga. The devil, nigga.
The goat.
Fuck are you talking about? About to go to Germany and sell that shit out. Don't worry about no fucking name, man. That niggas worry about watching this shit like y'all do every week and shut up.
Chelsea demands a match.
Shout out to Chelsea, man. A couple of real niggas missed the Mania, man. It hurt my heart.
They said
they gotta bring that Andre back.
They said
the
she was
card.
At the telly. They thought she was a high-end escort.
Nah, not too much of that. Not too much of that news. I heard that. I saw that. I didn't want to talk about it, man.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's how good she looked. Niggas thought she was selling it. Somebody wanted to buy that. She looked so good. Somebody wanted to buy that. Niggas was like, hold on. Hold on.
She looked good.
Hold on, she looked so good. She thought a nigga
probably asked and she curved in and said, nah, I've been selling pussy.
Yeah, somehow. Hold on, who that?
Calling the boys. Hating ass nigga. Hating bitch ass nigga. That's exactly why I'm nigga. Right when I'm like, what's the ticket? She said,
It hit him with some shit, too.
Probably got a little serious, too.
Probably brought that talk with a manager.
Yeah, nah.
She probably put out the whole pussy gimmick.
And that manager probably his man. Like, now we're going to say this bitch selling pussy.
Oh man, that's crazy. They see them yiddies is like, nah,
what's up going on here?
Hold on, I ain't never seen this before.
Fucking Philly, what is she looking like?
She's glowing.
Nah, Philly women are beautiful. but they gotta, they see they from Philly.
It's not because this is there's a certain level of dirt that's on your skin from the air. It's like New York City grime, like you know, a grimy New York chick. Like,
it's a real thing. Like, Philly have beautiful women, but they all look like they will. All of them look like they could put hands on you in any given moment. Bad too, but beautiful, beautiful. I'm not.
I wouldn't know.
Beautiful. No, you wasn't looking.
Oh yeah, I couldn't see nothing.
No, you couldn't see nothing. You was with John Cena. You was John Cena.
I was Cena.
You was everybody.
I was Cena. Only person I spoke to was Lowe.
You was Sandman when in Philly. When
I couldn't wait to see Lowe. I got all the words off. Drew still mad at Punk?
Yeah, he better be.
And then we have the Fatal 4-Way match. Rico, Jay, Drew, Bronson.
I hope Punk is clear for Backlash. Punk and Drew is such a classic.
Yeah, they running this match. Yeah, they running it.
First time dream match with a good story behind it. Real rivalry feel to it. That's Backlash. Do your homework on Backlash. I talked about it last week. I really love Backlash, man. I like Backlash.
Yeah,
man.
Let's see how this goes. So, right when Drew's getting ready to win the match, Punk comes from under the ring. Grabs Drew leg, fucks him over. Main event, Jey Uso wins the match. Mm-hmm. He's the number one contender.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to bring that story full circle when we get into SmackDown. Because this Bloodline shit is the best shit ever, and I'm sorry. This is the best story in wrestling
history. They cooking, bro.
They packed the NWO up, and NWO Sting was my favorite. ROH versus CZW.
Because now there's a whole nother thing going on.
It's so deeply layered, bro.
Fuck it. Let's get into SmackDown. We could run NXT last. That shit wasn't nothing too crazy anyway.
Yeah.
We ain't even got to run NXT. I ain't going to hold you.
That too would tell me. Oh, yeah. Definitely that too.
SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Cody speaks.
Detroit choked him up too.
Mm-hmm.
That was love. That Motor City love different. I feel you, Cody. I ain't mad. I like when Cody cry. I don't give a fuck. I don't.
So, we get a backstage segment. We see Paulie walking in with Solo and Jimmy Uso. And KO is coming. They look at the locker room, the former Bloodline locker room. It says Cody Rhodes on it.
KO
get his little chuckle like, aha.
Bitch ass niggas.
Y'all niggas time is up, nigga.
I'm in here. Hold on. Back up off this door.
And Solo look at Paulie like, yo, I'm about to snuff this nigga. Paulie like, nah, chill, bro. There's repercussions to wins and losses. Wins and losses mean something here. Solo like, all right, whatever, nigga. Fuck it. We out.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Go ahead. We'll keep going. So I want to break some shit down. Because I just did I was watching Roman Reigns' documentary and I did some knowledge.
L.A. Lashley, Escobar, triple threat for a chance to be the number one contender. L.A. Knight wins.
Yes.
Let's be real.
Yes.
Good now let's too. Get to it. Paulie speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Paulie come out. Solo. Jimmy. Paulie started talking, we don't blame nobody. Now, I mean, Roman had to do what he had to do. He had to end that chapter with Seth. Let everybody know. He let everybody know.
Yeah.
Listen.
He did the homework for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the internet already did the homework the first 15 minutes after Mania. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, the homework was done. The homework came in like, you ate. It was one of them subjects everybody got a 95 on.
Everybody just aced it.
Yeah, like, everybody aced it.
Because we've all been watching this so closely, we know every part of
it. It made us hit that this was the story all along. Shout out to Cody, but Roman and Seth is the story.
This shit got, like, niggas was watching this shit like they watch their weekly regular shits. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So, boom. Paulie kind of done talking.
Mm-hmm.
Solo grabbed the mic. He goes, yo, you said wins and losses mean something here, right? Paulie's like, yeah. He go, you said there's repercussions for losing, right? Paulie like, yeah. So he look at Jimmy. Jimmy like, nah, bro, you not about to do this. Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm your brother. Like, chill.
Brother that stayed.
Too. Yeah, like, nah, like, hold on. Solo like, you my brother, Jimmy. Hug him. He's like, oh, okay, it's not about to happen. Mm-hmm. Then a nigga just come out the crowd, black hoodie, attack Jimmy. I'm like, wait, who the fuck is this? And it's Tama fucking Tonga. Shredded, looking amazing, ready to go.
Looking like the check cleared.
Cleared last.
All caps.
Looking like the check cleared. Cleared
4 weeks, 4 months ago.
Maybe. And he's just been working out since.
Cleared money.
Yeah.
Like he went and got a membership.
A whole
got
new trainer. Friend, yeah. Trainer, new everything. New diet.
New house, new pool.
Oh, we on the... Oh, it's big time.
He's running around Florida like a madman. I can see that.
Oh, I'm with the fam now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Samoan SWAT team is back. The head shrinkers are back.
Close, not yet. We still have one more missing piece, but definitely.
The head shrinkers.
You know, this is.
This is Fatu.
This is. Rikishi and Ming when they was going crazy in 2000.
Samoan SWAT team.
Oh, yeah. They probably was calling them that. I mean.
That was in WCW.
And then.
With Paulie and the Deadly Alliance.
That, yeah. That's, that. I remember.
Head Shrinkers WWE run.
Mm-hmm.
That was Rikishi and Fatu.
Yeah. Samu.
Samu.
Yes.
You know, them niggas all.
Yeah. Nah, I'm trying to do my history on the dollars. Rikishi so touched my heart.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Tonga, Haku's son, they said it right away, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, nah, that's the son of Haku. I said, ooh, that's tough. We just going to throw that out there instantly. I said, yeah, it's time. Now it's we got a whole, time. Now, like I was just now. Telling my nigga today, Jimmy go get Jay.
Let's
they the piece it up. Solo.
Let's do the home, before we even get there. Let's really, because this is what's so ill about this fucking story. Because I'm watching Roman's biography yesterday, randomly.
Yeah.
And it gets to the part where Solo comes. It didn't hit me. When Solo pulled up, Roman wasn't like, he didn't call that play. That wasn't a tribal chief call.
No, the ancestors sent him. Because he kept
looking. The ancestors sent him.
The elders.
So the elders sent him. So he never was.
In on the play. He didn't know that what the play was.
Now, as matches go on, Solo gets more greasy to Roman in the talk. Like, get your ass up. Get your ass up. Meaning, he's like, finish the story, nigga, pretty mm-hmm. much. He ain't saying nigga, but
finish the story. What the fuck is you doing?
Let's go. So, this been in the works the whole time.
Yeah.
Now that boy signed, too.
Yes, so. Yes. Jonathan Fatu, the other Fatu, yeah. Samoan Werewolf.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, Jimmy, go get Jay back. Because niggas beating on me now, bro. What the fuck we gonna do? That's still your brother.
And here's the thing. This
title and bro match, just went and got cuz.
And this the title match. Jay versus Damian is gonna be the first time Jay has a title match where Jimmy's out the picture.
Jimmy's gonna help Jay. When the Judgment Day jump him.
No, I think Solo causes Jay to match. Then we build to Jay and Jimmy. Jimmy's, I don't think you're going to see Jimmy till SummerSlam.
Jimmy coming to help Jay at some point with something, bro.
Of course.
We got to get there. But then what I'm saying is, Roman come back home too. And now we got the original bloodline back. Versus new bloodline. And it's going to be Solo, Tonga, and Samoan Werewolf versus these three niggas come Survivor Series and all of that.
My boy, what you said last week, what Roman gonna do? Fuck it, win the Oscar. Win the fucking Oscar.
Yeah, and we it's crazy. They cooking.
They don't get an Emmy. Roman might be the first pro wrestler to win an Emmy off this. Off work.
Cameron Grimes back outside though.
Why they do Cameron like that? I know why they wanted to see something.
Nah, because Cameron good for it. He know Brian. And he know Brian. Like, nah, I did this.
You know what to do.
Yeah.
You know to set them right.
Yeah, we
right.
did this before. We danced before.
Yeah, he get them right.
Mm-hmm.
He get them right. They know what, that's why I said, yeah. I was about to shit on it, but.
And remember, he had beef with Corbin, too. So.
Hunter Pending crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nah, they about to, yeah, it's about to be fire. Then we get Chelsea Pipes versus Jade and Bianca.
Jade and Bianca, super team.
Crazy.
Mega powers.
The heel turn on that tag team is going to be insane. To whoever does it, to whoever.
At this point, I don't care who does it.
It doesn't matter. It'll probably be Bianca because they want to build Jade as a super face.
But Jade really got the arrogant.
Yeah, yeah. But
I can see it being the opposite, kind of like.
I think it's time for Bianca's heel run, though, at the main roster. Because she's been super face forever. Yeah, and they've been hinting at it with her already not liking Bayley and Damage Control and niggas backdooring, like, you know?
Yeah. Because, yeah, you know why you're right. Because if that's a match they're going to have due to Jade's experience, Bianca's going to have to do the bumping around.
Mm-hmm.
So that would probably do work.
Less moves for.
Because then that Jade just got to power up on
exactly.
Her.
Exactly. Boom, boom. Yep.
Power the heel, bounce around, do all that. That's definitely the play.
Beautiful. Man. AJ Styles, Rey Mysterio versus KO.
My boy back again.
Everybody was back in this match. This
my
was
God,
crazy.
Everybody found their legs.
This was nasty. I was like, damn.
Kevin Owens shooing the punk shirts out the way.
Yeah, yeah. Get that shit out of here before the match started.
I need that punk Owens bad in my vein.
That's a lot of shit niggas need.
It's a lot to cook with.
Because we still ain't get punk fucking.
Seth.
Exactly.
We going to get that 40-41.
Yeah.
If his body hold up. If both them niggas bodies.
But
hold
the
up.
Styles clash off the ropes onto KO's body.
We back.
I said Rey Mysterio.
We back. Where's Homicide? Because all my goats is fucking cooking right now. We back.
We just seen Homicide live. Don't do that.
No, but you I'm saying him. That, yeah, he do for one TV run. Last time I seen him, he was NWA Junior Champion. Yeah. Don't let that go over your head.
So now we get an AJ versus LA Knight for the number one contender to go against Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, and AJ's winning that. AJ versus Cody at Backlash.
AJ wins it?
Backlash?
Or LA wins it?
AJ winning. You think he's going to lose to LA twice? After he lost on the big stage? You out your mind? Did you see how he was moving?
See.
You think that nigga losing? It's AJ. AJ ticket booked to France already.
You right. I'm tripping.
How you playing with my goats?
I just wanted to see son. But then I'm like, nah, LA.
That's like
to.
You seeing Candace right now. You going
to
ask if Candace going to beat who's hot? Ken is going to beat, who's Becky? Yeah, she's going to beat Becky right now. Okay, how hot? I'm my goat back.
I hear you.
AJ, good. Henny in the mean black jeans moving like that.
Streets need a body.
It's there. LA Knight, we getting that receipt.
So then we got to get Cody, AJ, Backlash.
Yeah, exactly.
Come should on, be dude. Nice.
It's going to be beautiful. AJ gonna beat the shit out of Cody Rhodes on that road to Backlash. Good old Southern ass whooping. Georgia to Georgia ass whooping. AJ wanna get in that ring with Cody, show him something.
Yeah, he needs to see something.
Yeah, he needs to see something. He wanna see what. Alright, let me see what this story all about. AJ gonna find out. AJ gonna bring another story out that nigga too. AJ gonna.
Fuck it.
And AJ can talk with dad, talk with him too. So, what's
oh,
up?
Oh, nah, it's about to be a lot of pain.
I defended the NWA title against your dad, nigga. Brought the trunks out for me, nigga. And the cowboy boots.
Facts.
What is you talking about?
Water.
Yo, follow us at The Almanac Show. All locations that you can follow us at The Almanac Show.
For the soul.
For the soul out now. Fuck with us. 92 Sting probably dropping, God willing, the same time as this pod. So if you're hearing it, go watch the video. If not, wait for the video to come. It's on the way. And we out.